BAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air.
Good morning.
The most disturbing thing to me in the last month of hearing what's been going on at WBAI is to, Utrice has been your response to what I heard as a legitimate attempt by several programmers to understand and to analyze the social class loyalties of some of the newly appointed members of the Pacifica Board. And I think it has been key news for the listeners to find out who the members of the board are. And what was extremely disturbing to me was that your response to an analysis of the class loyalties of new members of the Pacifica Board and Bessie Wash's response to that analysis was to call the people who were making that analysis racist because those new members of the Pacifica Board happened to be minority, to be African-American or...
If I could respond for a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm an African-American, and I resent people saying I happen to be an African-American. I don't think anybody appreciates being placed in a category of being here as some sort of accident. We don't happen to be black people. We don't happen to be African-Americans. The suggestion that this is some sort of incidental aspect of our identity, I think, is part of the cause for much of the friction we have here.
Well, speaking to the specific question posed, I'll say this. I don't know that there is a, quote, class analysis, and if there is, I don't know that it is the property of any sole individual or individuals, and that even so, even if it were to be regarded as such, that there is a need to accept whatever the so-called definition of class differences on the board might be. Secondly, I was hoping that those who are bringing you the information, or this kind of information, would at least be multidimensional and capable enough as journalists to explain the relationship between the board and day-to-day operations. The board is not responsible for day-to-day operations. The executive director is. This is a governance board, a policy board, not an operational board. Secondly, it does strike me, and this speaks to your point, Clayton, that you had just raised, that people are dancing around the race word. I am not. I'm very clear that it is a factor. I'm very clear that some of the motives here are blatantly, trenchantly, unapologetically, undilutedly racist. And because I see the pattern, and the pattern is disturbing, it cannot be just mere coincidence that the targets of the vitriol happen to be, this is where the happenstance occurs, just happen to be people of color. And many of them, many of us, I should say, women of color. That is not happenstance, in my view. And again, it is one of the internal contradictions, and it has posed the eternal quagmire for the so-called progressive community that feels itself somehow immune to the vagaries of racism, although, of course, it is extremely saddled and riddled with it.
Yeah, Utrice, I want to get back to a point that you opened with earlier here. And this is, you know, one of the issues that has been part of what we do here at BAI for many, many years, the class question, rather I said it a class issue, the class question. What we have to deal with is the fact that when someone says they put a businessman on the board, I mean, does that mean that businessmen are not allowed? I mean, what sort of businessman, first of all, are we talking about? I mean, when we start to say
the black man.
Yeah, right. That's Bertram Lee.
Yeah, yes,
a businessman,
yeah,
right. But the larger issue is, let's remove color from this equation for a moment and say, are we in the business of suggesting that lawyers are of a class that should not be seated on the board? Are we in the business of saying that an executive, let's say, at the telephone company is not worthy of sitting on the board because of their class? I would hope not.
But by the same token, aren't we also shouldn't a community activist have just as much access to the throttle and brake of a national
board as anyone
else?
Matthew, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we ought to be the ones. We ought to be the ones, if I may say, in response to what you've said, Matthew, we should be the ones who say, let us remove this class issue and say, how do we get the best people available to sit on the board, given what we consider our mission as a radio station, and stop saying that because somebody is a CEO of a company, automatically they should be excluded.
But again, it raises, again, this is an inaccuracy. The board has somehow been drawn into what essentially is an internal matter here, located specifically here within WBAI. The fissure, the racial fissure, occurs here at WBAI. The racial quagmire is here at WBAI. It is not at the board. It is far more convenient for people unwilling to deal with the truth that somehow the difficulties that we have found ourselves plunged into emanated from outside. And we are clear that it is convenient to lambast the board because there is a history of tension with the board. But I am very clear that where we are right now at WBAI started right here at WBAI, and it was a campaign conducted out of WBAI, directed at WBAI by people at WBAI. I'm very clear about that. Let's take another call. Hello, you're on the air.
You're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, well, I've got a couple questions. First of all, I'm wondering why the report to the listeners is being held early in the morning and not pre-scheduled so that a majority of listeners can...
It's always been held in the morning as far as I know, isn't it?
No, the last several have been in the evenings, and they're usually...
That's not true.
Not true.
That's just not so. Well, Valerie Van Isler conducted... three reports to the listener recently while I was here, all of them were held in the morning.
Okay.
For your convenience, however, we may rebroadcast it in the evening.
Well, that would be good, but I had another question, too.
It was, in fact, pre-set.
Okay, well, I missed that then. I'm sorry. But I had another question, and this has to do with the accusations of racism that are being hurled about. I understand the other morning that Clayton mentioned he had received a rather disturbing letter using some racial epithets, claiming to be a supporter of Amy Goodman. I find it very hard to believe that anyone who appreciates her fine, dedicated work
You're saying that I lied to you?
I'm saying you're interrupting me. Please
I'm
don't.
Saying that you will not tell me I'm lying about this.
Are you going to let me finish?
I would hope not, but since we have company here, go ahead and finish.
Okay, well, I find it hard to believe that anyone who appreciates Amy Goodman's work would use such kind of language, would ever say that sort of thing.
May I respond? Well, you're going to be finished in a moment, believe me.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, you're running me out of time because you don't want to hear what I have to say.
No, I want you to hear this. I have received since Saturday 21 letters, all of them relating to this matter of support for Amy Goodman. Only three of them could be read on the air. All right, because of the language they contain.
Well, again, this personalizes the issue and brings us to, again, where I think we have in large measure been pulled into this swamp. And that is because of the cult of personality and because people believe that this matter is about one person or a couple of specific people. It isn't. You've been hearing this morning that this is about the survival of the station, and it is about the commitment of many of us here. We are not out there. You do not know our names. You may not even know our faces. But we are here doing the work that is necessary to keep this program and this radio station going. And I reject categorically any attempt at all to personalize this issue and make it center around any one individual. I do, however, know that, in fact, this did start out as a war conducted by one particular individual, And that one particular individual has carefully choreographed a chaotic situation that ensnares us all. But just to repeat, as of today, everyone appearing on the airways here at WBAI is advised by me, and I will say this verbally and in writing, that as of today, there will be no tolerance for the discussion of internal matters on the air.
Point of order, inquiry.
You're out of order.
No, what I'm saying, again, you see, this is where we're going to have to go with this, and I think it's going to be very difficult. Many of the calls that we will receive will attempt to initiate this kind of discussion. And I just have to say, for myself at least, that we have to be clear. If that is the discussion you initiate, as the general manager has just suggested, that conversation will not go on here. I'm not going to speak for any of the other broadcasters. But if it is your intent to call here and continue this argument over internal matters, that discussion will not take place here in the morning.
I want to thank everyone for participating in this report to the listener. I want to thank you, Jabel Fai, and Miss Andino. Evelyn, thank you. Denise, thank you very much. Indra Harder, thank you. Jose, thank you, and I hope everything is okay. Joanne Bob, I'm sorry that we weren't able to hear from you today, but hopefully you will hear from us later. Thank you very much, Clayton, for hosting us this morning. And again, goodbye.